Hello and welcome to the Mind Body Spirit Festival podcast. I am your host, Rach Cox, and I am thrilled to be interviewing some of the world's best known experts in both well-being and spirituality. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Thank you so much, Kagi, for coming on the Mind Body Spirit Festival podcast. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
That's good news. I'm going to introduce you as the greatness that you are. Kagi is a leading voice in the realms of personal development, spirituality, with a keen focus on astrology, relationships, identity, creativity, and life's purpose. As the driving force and visionary behind the Saturn Returns podcast, which was launched in 2019, she delves deep into the pivotal life milestone of the Saturn Returns, which occurs roughly every 29 years. By hosting globally recognized thought leaders and sector specialists, Kagi offers critical insights for those on a path of self-awareness. And we are lucky enough to have you in real life in May at the festival. So what have you got to say about all of that, mate?
An introduction. It's nice to hear that because you're like, oh yeah, that's what I do. That's who I am. No, but I'm very excited about, yeah, coming to, because I came a few years ago to the show. So it's an honor to be part of it and to be able to, you know, host a workshop and meet people. That's always my favorite part of all of this mm-hmm. stuff, you know, really connecting and at the heart of Saturn Returns, even though it's a podcast, it's really about building community of like-minded free thinkers.
Brilliant. Well, luckily you're at the right in the right place to be gathering like-minded souls. So would you explain what Saturn Returns is and or are and what significance it holds in astrology?
Sure. So your Saturn return is quite a significant one in the realms of astrology because it's when you have your cosmic coming of age and your initiation into adulthood. And Saturn as a planet is quite slow moving, so it takes around 29 years to return back to the same place in the sky it was when you were born. And as it does, it brings with it some quite tough life lessons, which can feel like a bit of a drop kick from the universe. And for those that are, you know, at that period in their late 20s to early 30s, it can be a bit of a rough ride. And Saturn doesn't have a great reputation in astrology for this reason, because it can break things down. It can be quite harsh in its methods. But ultimately, you know, my message and my experience has been that whilst it does break things down, it does so that you can build things on solid foundations mm-hmm. and it can realign you with your authenticity and your purpose. Because I think we all know and are familiar with our 20s being a time, and even our teen years perhaps as well, where we can kind of try and force ourselves to fit into shapes and sizes that just don't quite suit us. And then your Saturn return comes around and it kind of gets rid of all of that. Often, you know, relationships that are out of alignment with our truth come crumbling down. It's always very dramatic because, you know, Saturn is also associated with time, with restriction. So the sort of floatiness of our 20s suddenly has this rude awakening when Saturn returns and it's like, oh my goodness, what is happening? Why am I learning every tough life lesson in one? And it's often as well, you know, but this isn't always the case for everyone, I must add as a caveat, but it's because it's coming round to ask us, you know, you reap what you sow. So what have you been sowing for the last 20 years and or 30 years rather? And so you kind of are forced to assess the previous three decades and ask yourself, like, what have I got to show for it? And it was, in my experience anyway, as someone that wasn't very Saturnian by nature, that I just, yeah, it was quite rough in kind of being like, okay, actually, I haven't been that disciplined with a lot of aspects of my life. And so my Saturn return was really, people often think that I sort of reinvented myself, but actually it was far more about coming home to who I always was, but just abandoned somewhere along the way. And so my mission and my goal with creating what I have with the podcast, with the book, is to be a lantern and a sort of guiding light for people that are a little bit lost on their own journey, and to kind of help them find their way back home.
Well, thank goodness you exist. It's sad that you weren't there when I went through mine, because shit really hit the fan and annihilated lots of my life. You know, that's a spiritual technological language there, but I know so many people who, for that very reason, will resonate like a lot with this topic and with your book and your community and your podcast. So thank goodness that you've arrived. So can you tell us where you discovered Saturn Returns and realized that astrology can help your life make sense, if that is indeed your experience of it?
So I was living in LA at the time, when I was about 27 when I moved out there, and that's when things started to shift in me. I think that my methods of and the way that I've been living was just no longer really working, and I was finding myself meeting people that were a little bit more quirky and eccentric, sort of gravitating towards these spaces and places that I wasn't planning on being. And I never thought of it as a career, by the way. It was just that I was feeling quite unanchored. And then I would be invited to like a women's circle, or like something happening for the full moon, and all of these different kind of practices. Mm-hmm. And so at firstly, that was the stage where I was like, okay, these are actually quite grounding. These are the only things that are making me feel less anxious and a bit more myself. But I still felt very confused. And then someone was like, you're about to go through your Saturn return, and that is why you feel the way that you do. And I just became really fascinated by the concept. I was like, how does no one know about this? And what are like, I just thought the term as well was so wonderful, you know, Saturn return. It sounded like a TV show, like a, you know, something that I felt needed to be something. And so I started writing this project for it, which initially was a TV show, because when you're in LA, that's what one does.
Of course, mate.
And, but then I sort of parked the idea. And at the time I was pursuing music and was really sort of tunnel vision that was what I needed to do. And then I came back to London and actually went through my Saturn return, which involved, you know, a very dramatic, unexpected breakup with someone who I thought was going to be my life partner, and shit hit the fan. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, okay, this must be my Saturn return. And then a couple of people had approached me about doing a podcast, and I then, you know, found the TV show, and I was like, this needs to be a podcast. This is what this is supposed to be. And it was really nice, because it meant that whilst I'd gone through it, I was still learning a lot, and just my curiosity for astrology was growing. I had heard about this concept, and then I'd been through it. And so I was like, okay, no, there's something going on here, and just wanted to investigate and learn more. And clearly other people wanted to join for that journey. So, you know, I wouldn't say I'm that puristic about astrology as a something that governs my life, but I find it a magical lens to view the world through.
Mm. Do you check your chart or the stars or whatever the correct terms are daily, or is it as you
Not
feel?
Not daily. It's sort of as I feel. I obviously in my network have a lot of astrologers, and so whenever I speak to them, and they'll sort of say, oh, well, this is happening and this is what I see in your chart. And I find it really interesting, and I'll occasionally do a reading, but it's so vast. I think people think that it's sort of watered down horoscopes and newspaper, you know, columns or magazines. But it's really, you know, when you have someone good that can go through your chart and go in depth, it's mind-blowing how detailed it can be.
It's incredibly accurate, yeah.
Incredibly accurate. And I think for the people that are feeling a sort of struggle in their sense of identity, or like they're presenting themselves to the world in a way that doesn't feel authentic. I think astrology is a great way to reconnect with yourself, because you'll be speaking with someone that has no prejudgment of who you are. They're just going off your chart. And the way I take all these things is, you know, take what resonates and leave what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way of looking at it. Thank you. You will be doing a meet and greet, won't you, as well as a workshop
at
My Body Spirit. So do you want to tell us what you're looking forward to about the workshop, and then what the meet and greet will look like?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the workshop because it's always an opportunity. I can imagine that the people that will be there will already be on board with the, you know, Saturn return, and perhaps have a basic understanding at least of what it is. But it's really exciting when you kind of take people through. I do a timeline exercise, which allows people to really reflect on these milestones, not only your Saturn return, but these other visits from Saturn, because we have Saturn squares and oppositions. And if we look back at our life, we can really see the impact it has and these chapters and how they really shape who we become. So when I work with people on that, I love seeing their response and their sort of aha moments of, oh my goodness, that was when that was going on, that was when that happened. And so I'm super excited about that. And I also just love the opportunity to really connect one-on-one with people. And so the bit afterwards when we're going to be having tea and just chatting, it allows me to kind of go a little bit deeper on someone's journey and spend a bit more time with them for the select few that are going to come.
That's great. Lovely. Saturn, just something that's just popped into my head. Saturn returns is when lots of really prominent actors or musicians have departed. Because it's always fascinated me. It's like, it's been this big myth. It's like, ooh, everyone just goes on their Saturn returns. And I'm like, oh, what does that mean?
Well, so are you talking about the 27 Club?
Yeah.
I mean, it is really fascinating. Obviously, that ties in very much with Saturn return, and that a lot of people, you know, in that space don't make it through that kind of initiation. And it's often tied up with addiction and all of these kind of things. I mean, it's a delicate one, but you could say that, you know, because you do have to confront a lot of things about yourself at that time. I know from my personal experience that I did. And so if you look at it through that, it's like, it's when you're faced with a lot of your own demons and you either kind of get them in line and working with you, or sometimes sadly they can defeat you. But on the other side, I've also noticed recently there's a lot of artists that have gone through their Saturn return, and it's really fascinating to see the glow up. And I always think there's a post Saturn return glow up where, I mean, for one, like Taylor Swift, you can see, like, during her Saturn return, she wrote amazing music, but you could see that she's kind of going through this transition. She had a lot of people, you know, it was when she wrote Reputation, I think it was. Is it Reputation?
Mm, I think so.
And, you know, was having a lot of external challenges with the press and with the public, and they were being really horrible to her.
Really horrible to her, yeah.
But then, like, now I love that she is just, like, killing it.
Everybody's slaying.
Like, Taylor Swift's the best thing ever, and I'm like, I always supported her. But also, you know, Miley Cyrus is just, you know, won. I think she won a Grammy for, you know, writing that song Flowers about her breakup, and that was, you know, and just coming through her Saturn return. So it's really interesting when you see people like go through that period and also come out the other side as the best version of themselves. And I think that that's really what Saturn seeks, is our excellence.
Nice. How do you hope to be bringing your book to life in the workshop?
Well, I guess the book, what some people might not know about the book is it's very, very much my own personal story. Whilst, you know, there's a lot of astrology in there that can be applied to the individual reading it so that they can really understand their own Saturn return, but also it's the most vulnerable I've ever been, and that there isn't anything I don't share in that book about my own experience. So I think it's always important to be honest and to be truthful about the hard stuff, because that's really where we find connection, and that's how the community has been built. I think it's mm-hmm. off that vulnerability that I've shared from the beginning of doing the show, and the book is really an extension of that. So I'm looking forward to bringing that to life and sharing my own experience.
Excellent. It's very transformative for other people to connect into that and know they're not alone. It's amazing how much we all have in common when we're right in the thick of it, isn't it? So
yeah. And this is the thing, you know, it's been from the work that I've done, the messages that I get off the back of the show, you really realize that these thoughts and feelings that we have that feel incredibly individual and personal and unique are actually quite universal. And I think that there's a lot of comfort in recognizing that you aren't alone in what you're feeling and thinking, and that there's a lot of other people that feel a very similar way. And then when we can actually create those communities to share that, it brings a huge amount of comfort.
Healing and comfort for sure. Do you have any sort of success stories or stories of people who have reached out and sort of really touched your heart with their response to your work?
Yeah, and that's probably the thing that I'm most proud of, is the messages that I get or voice notes that people send in. I had one the other day, this girl sent me a voice note. She was French, so she was like, I'm going to send you in a voice note because I'm better at speaking than I am at writing. And she was a singer, and she was saying how, you know, my personal journey with wanting to reconnect with my creativity and share my poetry more, and all the stuff that I'm starting to do is like run in tandem with her experience, and that she's now doing more and she's exactly the same age. And it's just really lovely because it feels like we have these friends from afar. You know, we're helping support each other on our own journeys, yet we've never even met one another. And I went to a spin class the other day, and this girl that was working at the spin class, she wasn't teaching the class, she was working like at the front of the desk. And at the end, she was like, oh, Kagi, I didn't want to say anything, but I just thought I would let you know that I'm a really big fan of your podcast. It's really helped me. I was like, oh, that's amazing. That's you know, so lovely to hear. I'm so glad you did say something. She was like, yeah, after listening to it, I decided to quit my job and I've come out as gay. And I was like, that is awesome. Wow. And she was like, and it's because of your podcast. I was like, that is so
liberating. The queers, yes,
I know.
My cry.
I know. I was like, oh my god, those are two quite life altering things.
Pretty big.
So yeah,
that's amazing.
Okay.
It's nice that you had that in person as well, in the obvious spiritual connective space of a spin class. I love it.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing, brilliant. Have you noticed a difference with your knowledge of astrology and what that brings? Have you noticed more contentment in your life, or happiness, or more a colourful light way of living?
Yeah, I think, like I said a second ago, it just makes things, for me anyway, feel a little bit more magical and a little bit more mystical. Mm. You know, this idea that there's a dialogue between the external world and the internal world, and it's a dance between the two. And I find it a poetic notion as well, that we are affected by the planets. I mean, of course we are.
Yeah.
For me, that feels quite obvious. And in what capacity is still a bit of a mystery, but I love the practice of astrology as an ancient one and such an art form that has been around forever. Mm. And I think that people don't recognize that, but I love that it has become more popular in mainstream culture today, and that it seems to be booming, because when I, you know, even probably 10, 15 years ago, it was just quite, I don't know, it seemed like an alternative practice that was quite woo-woo. And
it's super woo-woo, yeah.
And now it's just standard, you know? Like everyone has far more awareness about it than they ever have for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really exciting, and it gives people a sense of community, and it can be quite unifying. So yeah, I think it's definitely made my life a million times better, and it also helps me navigate the hard times, because I'm like,
That's a really good point. It gives you a little bit of strength, hope and security somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, and you know, there's something to learn, or like, this might be a trouble spot, even in the context of relationships. You know, if you have someone that really understands how to do those compatibility charts, you can see, okay, like, this is an area where we may have difficulty. And then when that happens, you're like,
well, we knew this was coming.
Yeah.
And let's work it out.
Rather than blaming someone, you're like, okay, this is an aspect of our chart that we need to be aware of, or this is an aspect of myself that I need to be aware of. It gives you a kind of blueprint for how you are and how and what aspects of yourself need to blossom and what aspects need a little bit of work.
Nice. It's very insightful. I love it. Everything that was ever said to me in my chart has absolutely was nailed. It was completely correct. And I, at the time, was like, no, how's this bloke going to know more about me from my bloody birthday than where I was born? I'll be the judge of that, thank you. Definitely came back to bite me in the arse, let me tell you. Are there any other planetary transitions or movements that fascinate you or inspire you or intrigue you? One that's very commonly discussed is obviously Mercury in retrograde.
I do. I think that my work makes, because, you know, as you said, I'm very interested in relationships. Mm-hmm. And so whilst I've gone through my Saturn return, I will always have a sort of affiliation with the planet Saturn. But I feel like I'm doing my duty in terms of, like, and naturally, as I've gone through my Saturn return, yes, I'll go through another one as I approach my 60th, but I've got a way to go. And yes, we have Saturn squares and oppositions, but my interests now, I think, are going to slightly pivot towards Venus.
Ooh.
You've heard it here first.
Okay.
Because, you know, we all want to know more about love, and we all need to get a bit better at self-love. And also Venus is associated with financial stability as well. So that's kind of my next planet of exploration, I would say.
Wow, brilliant. Thanks for letting us know. I am super intrigued about that, because, as you say, everybody wants to know about love, and money is, you know, pretty useful, isn't it?
Yes.
What did you say about the other parts of Saturn? You used two other words.
Squares and oppositions.
That.
Yeah. So basically, as you know, what Saturn does, its full orbit, and that will take about 29 years. But we also have Saturn squares and opposition. So if we look back at our life at 7, 14, 21, then our Saturn return and so on and so forth. So this is why you also, if you look at often when people have their sort of midlife crisis, you know, it ties in with all of these things. If you look at 14, when you're going through puberty and adolescence, we're going through these massive changes of kind of also like parental dynamics, authority. And then 21, we really feel like we're adult, but we're not. And it's
children
rebelling against the authority figures around us and kind of like pushing the boundaries there. So those are Saturn squares and oppositions. It's when like Saturn is also kind of affecting us and showing up in our chart.
Okay, great. And does this, if we're lucky enough to see the second Saturn return, does that?
I hope so. I'm gunning for a third.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping for it, but you never know. And I'm not afraid of it anyway. But I'm actually more afraid of a second Saturn return, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, my mum went through. Yeah, because also it's quite nice, because often parents, you know, depending on like the age gap, will go through their second Saturn return when their child is going through their first one. The second Saturn return is very much about legacy building. So you'll have a similar kind of like, oh my goodness, what am I doing with my life? And again, that sort of assessment of the past three decades and really wanting to to build a legacy, to kind of build something of meaning. I also think it's a really interesting point because as a society, we don't really give much room or thought to what people might do beyond 60, aside from retirement. And actually, a lot of people are still super sharp. They have a lot of energy. Perhaps they had kids and they've gone away. And they want to do something. Mm-hmm. They want to do something different. They want to suddenly have a change in their career. And I think that I would love someone to come. I'm sure there are people in this space. I'm just not that aware of them. To really, you know, make that a marker and a moment for pivoting into something new and this whole exciting chapter, rather than just being like, oh yeah, you should just
give up.
Try.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah.
That's sort of ties in. Yeah, no, you're definitely postmenopausal by then. Yeah. Interesting. In so many transitions in life. It's really hard to keep up.
Still there is, isn't it? Constant transition.
Exactly. All this growth and knowledge and wisdom apparently is accumulating somewhere, but yet to find it, babe. Yet to find it.
Yes.
Looking ahead, how do you plan to approach your, well, going forward with this? I guess we just touched upon that a little bit. And other life-challenging moments. So not only the next Saturn returns, but any other challenges. How do you utilize these tools and how would you approach?
Well, I think my sort of mentality across these things is to try and constantly decondition external expectation or societal pressures. And that ties into, you know, this idea that when you're, I think as a woman who's 30, about to be 35, there is a lot of kind of corrosive narratives out there of what we should or shouldn't be doing and how we should be living our life. And this expectation that we like shouldn't age and that, you know, all of these things that I know a lot of women battle with, and I battle with it as well. But what I hope to continue and try to do is to really disregard that and embrace like my own inner knowing that is, you know, getting older is such a privilege, and becoming an older woman that is rich in wisdom is, I think, the most powerful thing that you can be. And I think we live in a society that doesn't encourage that. And I hope to become a woman that can be an example to younger women to kind of embrace the next stages of womanhood and to not be afraid of them.
Yeah, it's definitely not only not encouraged, it certainly isn't celebrated yet. Whereas, you know, I think I've said to someone else before, I actually prefer to hang out with women who are between 60 and 90. They are a great laugh and they got a lot of good stuff to tell you. They're thoroughly inspirational. So I wish you well on your journey, although I will be there a lot earlier than you.
Thank you.
Not so much the wise part, just the actual age, of course. It's a numbers game. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about things that you're offering or where we can find you?
Yeah, so I mean, if this has resonated with anyone, of course they can, you know, get my book, or they can come to the show and they can get my book there. I think we're going to be selling the book there. I hope we are. And then we've just developed online courses. So it's kind of the more personal development aspect of your Saturn return. So really kind of going into the themes that come up during our Saturn return and helping people journey through that. So and yeah, they can find that at saturnreturns.co.uk, and they can find me at Kaggy's World.
Brilliant. Excellent. And they can also find you on Instagram, all the other places as well. And just to recap, you will be offering a workshop on Saturday the 25th of May at 2:30 at Mind Body Spirit Festival in London. And I can't wait to see you. I'll see you there.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to see you there either. It's going to be fun.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day,
Mel. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
See you later, mate. Thank you for listening to the Mind Body Spirit Festival podcast. We would love to connect with you in person at one of our epic events. Go to mindbodyspiritfestival.co.uk for tickets and information. I will see you there. Don't forget, you can also follow us on Instagram, MBS Wellbeing, for behind the scenes content, updates, and offers. Stay cosmic, you beautiful soul.